We're back with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Dr. Yardley, in a second here, we're going to talk to your client, Henry. What can you tell me about him?
Henry's a fascinating individual. He comes to us from Arlington, so he travels quite a ways to get to the Institute, and originally heard you and I on KTTH.
Cool.
He's worked as an engineer for many years.
Okay.
He has some rather innovative approaches when he's given the opportunity to express them. But I think we're going to enjoy hearing his experience.
Yeah, so he brings an engineer's worldview to his experience with you, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
So, Henry, I wanted to start by asking you, what were the health issues that you presented when you talked to Dr. Yardley? What did you go to him to see?
Well, I had something that was new to me, a constant pain that was going from my right hip down my right leg all the way to my right big toe. So severe, I had difficulty standing up and walking.
Wow. And how long had you had that before you saw Dr. Yardley?
Somewhere between 4 and 5 months.
That's a long time to continue with pain. What did that do to your life? I mean, how were you able to, how did that limit you?
It brought me to a standstill pretty much. I was in a situation where I could barely walk without a cane, and with a cane I could move along reasonably well. Sleeping was an issue because I'm not one to use pain pills, and so I had to find myself a comfortable position that would allow me to get some sleep. And when I rolled over or something like that, I had to do it all over again.
Do I understand that you also, there was some neck pain associated with this also?
There was some neck pain. When I would move to some extreme positions, I would feel like somebody stuck a sharp needle in my neck.
So you heard Dr. Yardley and the Yardley Institute by listening to the radio station. You went in. What was your experience at the Yardley Institute like?
Well, my experience was quite interesting. I went in to see Dr. Yardley. I was examined and had some information provided about what was going on with the facility and how they treated the various conditions. And I was kind of pleased with what I heard.
Was it an immediate success for you, Henry? Or are you one of the patients that after the first effort, you just leaped up off the table and went dancing out? Or did it take a little while? Was it more of a journey, a process for you?
It was more of a journey and a process. I could feel the pain ebbing. And then it would come back a little bit and then kind of go away again. And it would continue doing that for a while until finally, as of this moment, I can say that I'm pain-free.
Completely pain-free. What has that meant to your life, Henry? I mean, how have things changed with the pain going away?
Well, I can do more than sleep and eat and drive to work.
Now, I don't think Henry will mind us mentioning that he's an engineer. That's his profession for many years. And you were having trouble getting out of your truck, I think, when you first came to see us, weren't you?
When I arrive, I drive a pickup truck, and it has some extra big tires on wheels. Mm-hmm. And while I was driving to work, the pain that I had would get worse and worse the more I drove. And then when I arrived at my work spot and parked my vehicle, when I got out of the truck, I had to hold on to the door as I got out of the truck. Mm-hmm. And then put my foot on the ground, that was the right foot, until the numbing sensation kind of went away and I could feel that I could put a load through my knee joint before I could even start walking. So there were people who'd walk by and say, ask me if I was okay the way I was holding on to the door. Mm. The pain was that intense.
So all that pain is now gone. What has that meant for your life? How has life changed?
I can resume my normal activities that I had neglected for so much, like doing a lot of the yard work, and I didn't get my house painted this summer. And that's going to be a job for this coming year. And some other activities around the house that have been neglected over that period of time while I was unable to even participate in that kind of stuff.
Question: I've got a question for you, Henry, because you're a thinker. And what do you think stops people picking up that phone and calling us? What causes them to hesitate?
You know, that's a good question, and I wish I had the answer to it. I know in my case, the pain was so severe, and when I heard the mention on the radio program about people with sciatica were also successfully treated, I said, Henry, you've tried acupuncture, you tried chiropractic activity in the lower back area. Your regular doctor said that, Henry, you have sciatica for the rest of your life, and so you might as well learn to live with the pain, and here's some exercises you could do to help the body and the muscles remember what they're supposed to be doing. And I said, there must be a better way.
You weren't about to take that sitting down.
Amen.
That's right.
Henry, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, I'm glad I had the opportunity to share my experience with you.
I don't know, Dr. Yardley, that seems like a pretty dramatic lifestyle change for Henry.
Quite amazing.
Now, maybe you've been listening to this and you're wondering, well, am I a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.? Well, there's really only one way to find out. You just need to go in and you need to visit him. We've got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. right here on AM 770 KTTH.